Welcome to South Shore Scoop, where we cover people, places, and things of interest. And we're here today on the campus of South Shore Conservatory in Hingham. We're actually on the outdoor amphitheater stage, which is a real treat. And we're here to meet with the new president of South Shore Conservatory, Robert Chinante. How are you today, Robert?
Hello, Joe. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's great to have you here on campus.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's been several months now since you've been president of the South Shore Conservatory. So how's it going?
I got here on February 1st, and I have to say I really love being here. My time has been deeply insightful, informative, and energizing. This is a great place to be, and I'm honored to be at the helm as its president.
You know, it's great to be outside and without masks, and we're at this point in time where we are coming out of the remote learning and the like. How has that been for the conservatory, as far as you know?
The conservatory reopened its doors on September 10th and, against all odds, has kept them open ever since. One of the ways that we've done that, obviously, is through stepped-up restrictions, precautions for people who want to come learn here on campus, social distancing, masking, cleaning protocols. But we've also pivoted with something called our high flex model. And this gives the ability for people to learn in person or virtually. And I think that virtual pivot has been so important to so many arts and arts education organizations during this period. And I think it's given them a model beyond the pandemic, if you think about it, because I think what we've found is that by being virtual, it allows us a certain amount of access that we wouldn't have otherwise, and it allows us to reach people in new and different ways.
I was going to ask you about what portions of the adjustments, accommodations, if you will, that had to be made during the pandemic that were aha moments of discovery, and might you keep them going forward? And you mentioned the high flex model as one. Are there others?
I think the high flex model, and I think as we go forward and we look at programs, both our learning programs as well as our performance programs, I think we'll continue to look on a case-by-case basis and see where it does make sense to have a virtual option. Because again, it allows us to reach people that we otherwise might not reach.
Robert, let's talk about your background. Where are you from?
I originally grew up on Long Island. I actually went to school in the Boston area at the New England Conservatory. I spent 6 years there as a vocal performance major, did my bachelor's and master's. I worked in the Boston area after that before going away for other work. So I feel like coming back to the greater Boston area, I feel like I've come full circle. And again, just so excited to be here at the South Shore Conservatory, excited to be making my home both personally and professionally here on the South Shore.
But you also worked for the nonprofit Music for Food, followed by Director of Education at the Virginia Opera, and then afterward with the Waterbury Symphony. What were some of those experiences like, and how have they prepared you for South Shore Conservatory?
I think they all have prepared me in different ways, and I think it's a combination of the professional experience that I got. I feel like in many ways I got the arts management degree that I never went to school for. There's nothing that replaces practical, on the ground, hands-on, you know, just doing it, learning by doing. And when I look at all those roles, they were three very different roles. General manager of Music for Food, a chamber music series that raised money for hunger relief through concerts. Virginia Opera, a statewide opera company where I ran a statewide education program. And then the Waterbury Symphony Orchestra, a regional orchestra. So very different roles, three very different areas to be working in. But one of the common denominators, I think one of the things that unites all those experiences for me is music education, music and arts education being at the center. And for me personally being such an important part of what I have been doing with my life, and therefore it being such an important part of my professional focus. And I think it's one of the things that motivates me, and it's one of the things that excited me about coming to a place like the South Shore Conservatory, to be able to come to a place that where the sole focus is on arts education, creating that access.
Let's talk a little bit more about arts in education.
Sure.
Because you've hit on some really key points there. It sounds like you're an advocate for arts education.
I am. You know, I look at my own life and I say, I'm not an arts educator, but I'm a product of arts education. I've seen what arts and music education have done in my own life. And I see the type of life that I've had thanks to the arts and the access that I've been given. And I really feel that everybody should have that access. And I feel what I've been given is something that I want to share with others. I want to fill the world with music. And I think being in an organization like this one and being in a role at the South Shore Conservatory gives me an opportunity to do that here in our region. So I would definitely say I am an advocate for arts education. It's something that is just so near and dear to me, and something that I really feel it can touch someone's life in ways that they otherwise might not realize.
Let's talk about the two distinct campuses here in Hingham and as well in Duxbury. How similar and different in programming offerings are they?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I think that is one of the things that makes us unique as an organization, is that we have these two wonderful campuses, both here in Hingham and in Duxbury. As president, I've made a real concerted effort to spend time every week on both campuses. I have offices in each campus, and I really make sure to have a presence, because I think that's so important, because while we're one conservatory, having two different campuses means that we are in two different communities, and we have stakeholders and students and faculty that serve those two communities. But you know, it's interesting, when I look at us as an organization, we have the campus in Hingham, we have the campus in Duxbury, but we are not the Hingham-Duxbury Conservatory. We are the South Shore Conservatory. And I really think that speaks to the nature of who we are as an organization in having this regional presence and wanting to serve the entire South Shore region as an organization.
Robert, let's talk about the short-term challenges and then the long-term goals.
Sure, absolutely.
So what are some of the short-term challenges as you see them right now?
I think the short-term challenge right now, it's that recovery and that rebuilding. I think that will inform how we go forward. I think as an organization, we've stood the test of time for more than a half century. There's a reason that this organization has persevered through highs, through lows, through an unprecedented pandemic, the likes of which we have never seen. And I think now as we come out of that period, I think it's looking at what's next for us as an institution, and how do we define ourselves as an institution? How do we make sure that our studios, our classrooms are full again as we come out of this period? And how do we make sure that we're continuously relevant in the region, in the communities that we serve? And for me, we're a conservatory, but essentially we're a community music school. And I think we have a dual focus. It's how do we bring people to the conservatory? How do we bring the community to us? But how do we also bring the conservatory to the community? And I think that's what we need to focus on in order to stay relevant and to stay present here on the South Shore as an institution. Because my goal, Joe, when I look at the South Shore Conservatory, this wonderful institution that has stood at the forefront of arts education here, I want it to be a source of community pride for those who live on the South Shore.
Robert, staying on that point for a moment, when you talk about bringing the conservatory to the community.
Yes.
And we have a community here on the South Shore that is continuing to grow.
Absolutely.
Particularly in pockets of diversity within our respective towns. And South Shore Conservatory historically has had a pretty good track record in reaching out and connecting in deeper into, shall we say, some portions of under-resourced communities. Partnerships, for example, with some school systems, as in neighboring Brockton, as one example. Looking at long-term goals, what does that look like to you in terms of connecting with the community?
I think it's so important. I think we need to be an institution for everyone. And I think when we talk about that regional presence, it includes like what you're talking about, the Brockton partnership that we have through Imagine Arts, this musical literacy program that is in several of the elementary schools. And I think it's finding how do we continue to grow in those areas. It's again that idea of bringing the conservatory to the community. as well as finding ways to increase access so that more and more people can come to this place. And again, so that this is a place for people of all backgrounds, of all abilities, of all ages, all walks of life. And I think that's what sets us apart as an institution. And I think it is on us to make sure that we're being as inclusive and as welcoming as possible. I think we also walk that walk when we look at our Creative Arts Therapies program, a program that is really designed to bring the joy of music and the arts to all, regardless of ability and how they may experience life.
Robert, let's talk about what's the mood, what's the morale of the staff and faculty here.
I think they're excited. I think they're excited to be coming back onto campus. There's an increasing momentum about being in person again. While virtual has afforded us certain opportunities, I think our art form thrives as a face-to-face exchange. And I think our faculty are excited to be connecting with students again, because many of our students will never meet me. They may not meet all our staff, but we know they're going to meet their teacher. And our faculty are at the center of that student experience. And so I think it's on us as a conservatory to make sure that our faculty have a great experience coming back to campus. For many of them, they haven't been here in over a year. They've been teaching from their homes, teaching virtually. So we really want to welcome them back, because them having a good experience will inform the experience that our students have. And I just have to say, seeing students and families coming back here on campus, many of them came back the other week for Performathon, which we pivoted to as a virtual program featuring students and faculty. And there's just this excitement in the air. I think many people, having walked onto campus for the first time in more than a year, they're moved. It's an emotional undertaking to be back here. And I think that's a special thing. And I think it speaks to the connection that families have with the South Shore Conservatory. It's not just about the students, as we know. It's always the students and the parents and the families that make it possible. And foster those connections.
So, Robert, South Shore Conservatory has an arts integrated pre-K. And I'm curious about what might the institution say in response to this. I'm going to read something to you that I picked up on the internet. What experiences do children need, and what skills must they master to be effective workers, citizens, parents, friends, leaders, and lifelong learners in the 21st century? Does arts resonate with many of the answers to this question?
I think it does, and I think that's where a place like South Shore Conservatory comes in. Our job is not to necessarily just train professional musicians, but I think it's about fostering curiosity and creativity in the arts. I think it's that arts integrated approach, the idea that the arts can touch so many different disciplines and so many different areas of life. And I really think the arts are about developing the whole child and developing well-rounded individuals. And the idea that the arts can make us better members of society. They give us so many skills and experiences that we otherwise might not have. For me, it's very much that idea of artist citizenship, and the role that the arts play at that intersection with society. You know, Aristotle once said, and I won't quote it perfectly, but this idea that there was no doubt that music and the arts had an impact on the moral character of the soul. And he said if this was true, then we needed to make sure that we were educating our children in the arts and in music. And it was almost an imperative that we needed to do this. And for me, when I look at something like that, and I look at a principle like that standing the test of time, I think it speaks to the role that an organization like South Shore Conservatory plays as a leader here on the South Shore.
And when we talk about that role, during this pandemic, as a community, we're searching for safe, open spaces. And it seems to be that the community has discovered the amphitheater. So let's talk about some collaborations that you have underway.
Absolutely. We are so blessed here in Hingham specifically to have this outdoor space, the stage that that you and I are sitting on. And I think in many ways it's been a hidden gem and one that we have utilized over many years as a conservatory. But now I think more and more it's becoming a resource for the community. We've been in touch with other organizations that have been using the space, and we're talking about collaborations down the road that will welcome organizations from the community. And I think that's a great thing because it serves them in terms of needing a space, needing an outdoor space, which is obviously very beneficial, especially under the current circumstances. I also think that people experience things differently outside. I think the arts are experienced differently outdoors, but I also think it allows people, it gives them another reason to discover the South Shore Conservatory, and it's another example of a way that we are a community resource.
Let's talk about the Summer Music Festival. What's that all about?
We are very busy here on the Hingham campus during the summer, and our Summer Music Festival is one of our oldest summer programs, goes back many years, and it's a great opportunity to bring students and faculty together here on campus to learn about the arts and learn about music. We offer many different disciplines. We're offering new components this year. For example, we're introducing a youth orchestra component. We have a youth orchestra that actually during the pandemic has persevered and grown. And so we are introducing that as an element to our Summer Music Festival. We also have other summer programs that focus on performance. On the same stage where you and I are sitting, kicking off on July 10, we will have our return to live in-person performances with Evenings Under the Stars, which has become a great tradition here in Hingham. We kick off that series with one of our distinguished alumni and a Hingham native, conductor Nicholas Palmer. And then down in Duxbury, we have the Duxbury Music Festival, which is a real treasure in that community and something that has been around for more than a decade and a half, bringing the power of live performance to that community. I think we're just so excited that finally, after being dormant for more than a year, we can bring people together again through the power of live music and reuniting them in music.
So with respect to the Evening Under the Stars, does it sound like you're going to put a little bit of an emphasis on some American-born composers, for example?
That is a big focus, and it started to develop organically. And once I realized it was happening, I saw an opportunity for us to celebrate the great and diverse American musical heritage that we have. And so every concert on both the Duxbury Music Festival and the Evenings Under the Stars will feature at least one work by an American composer, past or present. And I think that's really important because we're celebrating the sounds of America.
So Robert, in terms of some other long-term goals, particularly with respect to collaborations, yeah, is there anything else you want to share?
I think collaboration is so important to it. I think that's one of the ways that we grow. We're a community music school. We exist for the purpose of the community. And therefore, we need to collaborate with the community and we need to develop strong partnerships. And so that's going to be an intense area of focus for me. I think one example, we talked a little bit about our summer performances, our Evenings Under the Stars, which will be happening here on the stage where you and I are sitting right now. And we'll be kicking off that series for the first time ever with the Plymouth Philharmonic, which is another great cultural resource here in our region. And I think it's just one of the examples where we are looking at how we continue to grow and how we continue to reach others and bring more people to us through collaborations and partnerships.
One final question that I have.
Okay.
You care to share any little known fact about yourself?
In my prior life, we'll say, I did study, I mentioned to you, at New England Conservatory, so I trained as an opera singer. And I still identify in many ways as a singer. I joke now that I'm like semi-retired. But actually prior to that, I was also a flutist. And that was really how I got my start in music. And many people are surprised to hear that I played the flute. For some reason, they don't associate me with being a flute player. But those were my earliest experiences with music, picking up a flute at a very young age. I played all through high school, a little bit in college. It's mostly sat in the case the last few years, although during the pandemic, gave me an opportunity to take it out of the case and see if I still knew how to make it make a sound.
Robert, I really enjoyed visiting with you, and we look forward to getting together with you again.
Joe, I want to thank you for coming here, for joining us on our Hingham campus. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. And I just want to thank you, and I want to thank Harbor Media for all that you do to promote us and all that you do as a resource to the South Shore community.